morning. Thanks, Cal. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the GNSO NextGen RDS PDP Working Group call on the 26th of September, 2017. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. We have quite a few participants online. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Room. So if you're only on the audio bridge today, would you please let yourself be known now? All right, thank you. Hearing no names, I would like to remind everyone to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll hand it back over to Chuck Cole.
Thanks, Michelle, and welcome everyone to today's call. Does anyone have a statement of interest to update? Please indicate so in the Adobe, since it looks like everybody's in Adobe. Okay, not seeing any hands. Please remember, if you do have any significant changes to your statement of interest, to update it on the GNSO site and to let us know. All right. Our first agenda item today is to complete the deliberation on original registration date. Originally, the leadership team was going to postpone that, but the information that the small drafting team sent back and the discussion that followed appeared to us like we may be fairly close to dropping the original registration date, as several people felt like any value that we would get from the recommendation that came from the small team probably wouldn't be worth the effort that it would take and the value that would be achieved. So keep in mind that that group did not recommend that we include the original registration date as defined by the EWG, but they did recommend the possibility of considering a counter of known previous registrations different from the current one, if there are any. So what we want to do now is just open it up for a few minutes and see if there's anybody who disagrees with dropping the whole idea, not only of original registration date, but the counter as recommended by the small team. And again, I want to thank the small team for the good work and great discussion that they had and the good report. Thanks to Andrew for sharing it with us last week. Anybody object to dropping that data element or some form of it as recommended? I think you're right, Andrew. I didn't either, and I actually extended an invitation for anybody who wanted to please do so. All right. Well, I'll wait just a few more seconds so that I don't rush it too much. Certainly see some support in the chat, no opposition in the chat, and yeah, Lisa points out to me that maybe Paul defended it some, but I also saw Paul Keating ask some questions in terms of the value as well. So all right. So that said, I don't know how we can conclusions like this. Whether we put that as an agreement to drop the original registration date as defined by the EWG and any other variations that were discussed regarding it. I'm sure the wording can be done better, but Lisa's typing something in there. So very good. So thanks again for the small team that did the work. We'll use that technique again if we have volunteers who are willing to do it and represent different points of view. It saved a lot of working group time, and at the same time, the work group in the end gets to weigh in. Let's go on then to agenda item 3, and let's bring up the results of last week's poll. As you can see, you have scrolling capability, and there were 23 people who responded to the poll. Thanks to all of you who did. For question number 2, pretty strong results, 86, almost 87% agreed. 3 people disagreed, and their comments are in the chat. Unless somebody particularly wants to discuss any of the comments further or discuss this item further, we will go ahead and add that to our list of agreements in our rolling document. Any questions or comments on that? Okay. Going then to question number 3, it wasn't quite so clear in question number 3, which is whether or not we've sufficiently justified the minimum public data set to be disclosed publicly. There were, as you can see, 7 people who disagreed, 15 who agreed. So we're not going to suggest that we add that to our list of agreements. There were some pretty good comments made. If you notice the ones in yellow, they show some suggestions for wording it differently. And you might want to look at those. We could come back to those later, or in the case of the suggestion in number 2 is to actually add one. And we could still do that. Keep in mind that we've focused on certain purposes that were proposed by the EWG. We're not restricted to those, so what Natalie suggested is still a possibility, and when we come back to users and purposes, that'd be a good time for that, so let's not forget that one. And Paul made a good point, I think, about the purposes, and his might be able to be fixed with an edit. But it could also be fixed with adding one, but we'll come back to that later. Any discussion that anybody wants to enter into on question number 3, or any comments that anybody wants to suggest or add verbally? Okay. That said, we're moving really fast today, so let's go on to agenda item 4, and I want to let everybody know that the final independent legal response to our questions, the memo, from William Sonomi, the WSGR, as we abbreviate it, was received, and it will be distributed to the full working group immediately after this call. And the assignment for everyone is to read it carefully. Now, we're even going to give you some time to do that. Let me say that the responses as far as the leadership team can tell, did not in any way counter anything that the data protection experts said in answer to our questions. Now, just to give a little bit of background that some people may have forgotten or some people may not be aware of because they joined the working group later, all of these questions were developed by a group of quite a few people and then confirmed by the working group. Okay, so we used the same questions other than any typographical errors or things that didn't make sense for the independent legal firm that we did to the data protection experts before our meeting in the spring. So we tried to be consistent in that so that it wasn't, we can compare the two more readily. And I also want to recall people's attention to the fact that there were quite a few people who requested an independent analysis of the answers. So we now have that. And what the leadership team is doing, and we've asked for some input to make sure we've done it properly, from the small legal advisory team that we formed with some people from different stakeholder groups to take a cut at it too, what we're going to send, and the plan is by the end of the week to the working group and follow up to the distribution of the final report, is a list of principles that we have excerpted from the final report. Now, we tried not to do, and I don't think we so far have done any editorializing, not expressing any opinions. We just excerpted principles from both the data protection experts and the independent legal firm that we felt were relevant to our work and could help us going forward. And what we will be doing starting next week's working group meeting is to we will, first of all, in advance of that, distribute the excerpted principles. Sure, Lisa, you can go ahead and display the memo that was sent, the final memo. Now, we're not going to, just to warn people, though, we're not going to go through it right now. You can skim it if you want. You're going to receive it in a few minutes, so it's up to you. Sorry for the side conversation. Starting next Tuesday, and our meeting will be at the same time, that'll be our first meeting in October, we will have categorized the principles that we pulled from the two sources by our charter questions and look at them in that regard. So just a heads up. So again, everyone's assignment is to read, carefully read, between now and I would say Friday, the final report, the final memo from WSGR, familiarize yourself with it so that then when the leadership team distributes the excerpted principles from this memo as well as from the data protection experts, it'll make it easier to understand how all those fit. And keep in mind, the format that we used before will be the format that we will be using this time. So in the excerpt document, there will be three columns, the one you receive hopefully Friday, if not early Saturday. The first column Of course, they will have the 19 questions that we ask, and under each question, there will be three columns. The first column will be the information that we receive from the data protection experts. And the second column will be the information verbatim from the Williams-Sonsini team, and then the third column will be principles that we pulled out of either or both of those that we think are relevant to our work. So you'll want to, particularly after you've reviewed the final report, the memo that you see in front of you now, to take a look at those principles and familiarize yourself with those before the working group meeting next week. Now, with that said, let me first turn it over to anybody on the leadership team to find out if I missed anything or misstated anything and give you a chance to set the record straight. And as Lisa points out in the chat, of course, the data privacy expert answers are already on the wiki, and the Wilson-Sonsini answers will be there shortly. Okay, so the memorandum on the screen will be distributed to the working group email list immediately after I adjourn this meeting, and it will also be posted on the wiki. Now let me open it up to anyone on the call if you have a question. Greg Aaron, you're first.
Thank you, Chuck. This is Greg. So on the list, there's been a lot of discussion about the parallel legal review that ICANN.org has commissioned. And it seems like something that we should talk about in our working group, if not at Abu Dhabi, but between now and Abu Dhabi. There are two kind of parallel streams of work which in some ways overlap or may affect each other, mainly with the ICANN.org effort potentially affecting our work down the line. I think it would be a good idea for us to go over what these two efforts are about and why they're happening, and also then figure out what it means for us. I think it would be good for everybody to understand what they are and what may lay ahead and why things are being done in this manner. People have also raised some questions about getting some transparency into the other effort and so forth. So this is something I think that the leadership needs to develop some agenda around for discussion. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. I'm going to put you on the spot, which probably comes as no surprise. Would you like to share your view of what that other effort is?
Well, I think this needs I could do it ad hoc right now, but I think that there actually should probably be a presentation about this for everybody so they can also understand what's going on. It's really probably important for the entire group. Now, I can explain right now, but I think we need to start structuring this because it's really important.
And who do you think should make that presentation?
I think the leadership should of this working group should take on the task of putting that together.
Okay. Obviously, we're going to depend on a lot of other people because we're not insiders on that other effort. And as a lot of people have already commented, the transparency hasn't been super great. So we would be dependent on a lot of other people to do anything.
True. Absolutely. I'm just saying. I think the leader. This is a task for the leadership to organize and figure out how to make it happen.
Okay. We can do that. Do you want to share a few comments in terms of your perspective?
So the other process is taking place largely because ICANN org, is a data controller. It has data in its possession, including about ICANN participants who receive travel support, all kinds of things. It also is in the position of telling the registries and the registrars through the contracts what they can and cannot collect and display as far as registration data. They're trying to solve a very immediate problem, which is the GDPR. This is a belated effort to figure out a solution in advance of the 2018 deadline. So they're getting a legal opinion, and they're talking with data commissioners in Europe, and they're going to try to come up with a solution that can be implemented not only by ICANN.org, but also registries and registrars at some point before the middle of next year. One of the things that's underway is a legal review from an outside legal firm. And then there's going to be some sort of some guidelines that will be issued by ICANN.org, basically saying this is how to comply. That'll be an important thing for this working group to understand because we're trying to understand some of the very same things. It will also place some de facto policy, basically, in place. It will tell the registries and registrars what to do how to comply with their or how ICANN expects them to comply with their contracts, which could lead to some significant changes in what data is published, for example. At the same time, we're charged with trying to figure out some of the exact same things. People have on the list pointed out that we have some overlap here. Some people have also pointed out that there's not a lot of transparency about what's going on in the other effort. This is the working group that's also charged with figuring out some of these things. At the same time, we can't figure those things out on the deadline that the other group is trying to work on. So I think our group needs to figure out in the short term what's going on, and then we also have to understand long term the implications for what's going on. So I'm going to mute myself, and maybe other people can talk about what they see.
Thanks, Greg. This is Chuck, and everything you said is pretty consistent with my understanding as well. So I think you did a good job on that. And there has been discussion on the list, as somebody already pointed out, in terms of ICANN's transparency on this other effort. But there are also other efforts going on related to who is. So it could be useful to have an update of all of them, this one in particular, because it's really alive right now and does have a short fuse. So the leadership team will follow up on that. Alan, go ahead.
Thank you very much. To be clear, I wear a number of different hats. I'm a member of this working group. I'm also the interim chair of the RDS Who Is review team. and I'm one of the people that I can or recruited to collect data and to put together their use matrix.
And Alan, just to interrupt you there, and that's related to the effort that Greg was referring to. Is that correct?
That's correct. The initial part of the process in looking at how to address GDPR.
Thanks. I just wanted to clarify that for others who may.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't trying to confuse. And as chair of the RDS review team, we are also asking ICANN.org to come and tell us what's going on. But I want to make something really clear, and we seem to be waffling back and forth. ICANN has, and its contracted parties have, an issue that has to be addressed. There are significant penalties that no one wants to pay. They're very significant. And therefore, we need to decide what to do. The simple answer is, let us shut down WHOIS. Let us stop moving data across national boundaries for escrow and for other things like that. And fine. The problem is essentially solved. It generates another set of problems that, you know, I think many of us do not want to see us go there. So the question is, can we find a way forward? And that's the effort that is going on related to GDPR. It is an effort that is badly crippled because we have no choice but to use the existing WHOIS mechanism. This group has not delivered its product yet, nor is it implemented, nor is that likely to happen by next May. So what they will come up with, if anything, is not necessarily our answer. And I disagree with Greg on one thing. I don't think ICANN is going to tell the registries and registrars what to do. ICANN very explicitly does not give legal advice to its contracted parties. And says that at any opportunity. So I think there will be input, and people will have to make their own decisions based on whatever comes out of this process. But they are crippled in only having WHOIS as it is today, and we cannot make major changes in the next 3 months. So this group may well learn something from the decisions taken in the GDPR resolution or attempt to resolve GDPR, but that's it. It really is a separate effort that's focusing on today's WHOIS and today's laws and potentially today's penalties. But they may well come up with some ideas which are usable in our future world, which will likely have a lot more capabilities and flexibility than anything a WHOIS has today. So I think it's important to separate the two. Yes, we want to know what's going on. Yes, we may learn from it. But it really is a different problem because this group was not created years ago and didn't come up with the answer years ago. We're faced with a perhaps unsurmountable problem that we have to address, that we, ICANN, and its parties have to address. And I think it's important to separate those. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Let's go next to McKaylee.
Thanks, Chuck McKaylee, for the record. I mean, I think a lot of what Alan said is very valid. I also don't think that, realistically speaking, ICANN is going to be able to quote-unquote fix GDPR. GDPR is much, much broader than stuff that can be covered by ICANN contracts and policies. There's a hell of a lot more to it than that. In terms of, you know, pulling the plug on WHOIS and all that, that's something I think that's some registrars and registries have definitely been considering, but let's just see what happens. I mean, the reality is that if the status quo continues, then the likelihood and the risk to contracted parties will go up by some crazy percent. And while waiver processes and things like that may or may not exist, either now or in the future, the issue will be when contractual compliance starts knocking on the door because they operate in a completely different timeline. Thanks.
Thanks, Michele. Susan, you're next.
So this is Susan Calgucci, and this is not in my leadership capacity at all, in only my personal capacity, but I'm really frustrated by this and the timing. I can had years to do this. GDPR has been in talks for a long time. They knew it was coming. So, I mean, that's just a frustration. But the biggest concern is that they have not availed themselves of all the knowledge from this PDP working group. If they come to the PDP working group, come to all of us and said, hey, this is what we're thinking of doing. What information can you help us with? And because there's representatives on all of this from all the parts of the community on this working group, it would have made sense to use to partner with us. And I do represent the BC on the this task force, but you know, the initial meeting at the ICANN South African meeting was, you know, I mean, they didn't even have list out all of the, they had left out all the SIN data in their documents. So it just makes me wonder what their understanding is of how the WHOIS data is used and all of the practical and the necessary uses of the WHOIS data, and so and not just the contractual elements of it. So I think, you know, we've seen ICANN, all at least from a corporate point of view, a business, you know, a company, major business, doing, you know, running a major corporation on the internet. We have seen ICANN favor the contracted parties and not respond or do the appropriate, take the appropriate compliance action that would help protect users on the internet. So I'm afraid their bent or their slant on this, on the questions they're asking the DPA, will again favor the contracted parties. And that is what can't be tolerated. And that's why we need the transparency of what are they asking the DPAs all around the world. Because you can ask a legal question in different ways and get different answers. And we just want a fair and balanced analysis of this. It's all that we're asking for.
Thanks, Susan. I have seen some discussions on the contracted party house side that they're frustrated that they're not being involved, just like I've seen the same frustration from you and others on the non-contracted parties house. So I don't think the ICANN team doing this, and I'm not talking about the team on this call, has made anybody particularly happy in this effort. But thanks for sharing. Stephanie, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Stephanie Perrin for the record, and it's often a broken record in my case. I do think that there are solutions to this problem that could be reached, but for ICANN to attempt to deny that it is a data controller strikes me as just more of the same. The fact is ICANN sets the rules, so it has to be at least joint with the registrars and registries. They are the compliance mechanism. And you lose your license if you're not in compliance with the RAA. So I'm a little discouraged when I hear rumors, and again, we complained on the list about the lack of transparency, but I'm a little discouraged to think that ICANN is ducking this. So as Andrew said on the list, I don't think there's any point in beating the dead horse of how we got where we are. But the question is, how can we move forward effectively in the next 6 months? And I just want to point out to everybody that the risk with the GDPR, it's the same rules that the data commissioners have been telling us we were breaking for the last 18 years, and not a whole lot has changed except the repercussion, the 4%, and the ability for the end users, as represented by civil society, to sue the data commissioners for not protecting their rights. And that is reinforced by the European Charter of Rights, because they have a right to effective enforcement under the Charter through a Data Protection Commissioner's office. And the question I am asking is, why on earth have the data commissioners not moved before now to force ICANN to back off and allow minimal data protection rights? So this is why I'm a little worried about the approach that ICANN may be taking to solve the 6 month problem. If cutting deals with data commissioners and persuading them that their real purpose in life is to gather data for law enforcement and fighting cybercrime, then they're walking themselves into a lawsuit at the European Court of Justice. That's all I'm saying. Now, whether it'll be successful or not is another matter, but it will be reputationally very damaging for ICANN as a multi-stakeholder mechanism to run the Internet. Thanks.
Thanks, Stephanie. Now, I want to avoid, this is Chuck, I want to avoid what Andrew said in the chat quite a while ago, and hopefully we'll comment on it again as his hand is raised. We're not going to make any progress just criticizing ICANN and focusing a lot of our energy on what they've done right, what they've done wrong, and so forth. I think we are at a point where we can we have the independent analysis that we requested, that many of you requested. We have that now. We're going to take that and we're going to continue our work. Now, we absolutely need to stay in touch with what's going on elsewhere with regard to who is an RDS. There's no denying that. We will be dependent on that, and that may be helpful to us. But let's not spend a lot of time analyzing and criticizing. We know what we've got. We know that it shouldn't, that this was not the ideal way to get there, but we're here. So let's not spend too much time grappling over that. We're going to take this independent analysis and the input from the data commissioners that we already received, and we're going to use that to speed up our progress. Alan, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Susan used the term frustration, and others, it's not the first time. And there's lots of frustration for many reasons. And yes, we know ICANN could have, should have done things long ago. They didn't. We are where we are. I think we all understand that. To believe that ICANN should have come to us and said, help us solve the problem, sorry, we're not really good at moving very fast here. And I think that would have distracted us from our original job. It's not within our charter, and I don't think ICANN would have gotten anything out of it very quickly. So as much as I would like to think of us as the font of all wisdom, I can't agree with Susan that this is what they should have done. But regardless, we need to keep informed. It's reasonable to ask what's going on, but I think we need to focus on the job we're here for, which is a much longer term and a much more difficult job, because we have to do it right for the future, which will address laws that aren't passed yet. And I think we need to get on with our work. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. This is Chuck. Michaela, you're next.
Thanks, Chuck. I think we're beating a proverbial dead horse at the moment. The legal review thing that was conducted by an independent third party, which goes back over questions that were asked to data protection experts several months ago, will be circulated to everybody within the working group after this call. Hopefully, that legal opinion will be picked up by other parts of the ICANN organization and will be fed into this ongoing thing around GDPR that ICANN is conducting, and maybe that will help with some aspects of it. I honestly don't know. So I think, you know, if I think people really need, if we're probably not going to advance anything right now by kind of beating up on ICANN, because I think we can all agree that their handling of this, no matter which side you're sitting on, has been far from optimal. So I would say that let's focus on actually looking at what has been supplied and then take things there from there. Thanks.
Thanks, Michele. Greg?
Thanks. This is Greg. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with Michele or Alan either. We have one thing right now in front of us that we can work on, which is we've just gotten our information from Wilson Sonsini. So let's look at that. Yes, there is some long simmering frustration in the community that the various WHOIS efforts or RDS efforts haven't been coordinated very well. I mean, I would mention that what the ICANN org has been doing is one of the things they did at Johannesburg was they asked people for use cases. And our working group had a ton of those on paper, but we weren't asked for those. It would have actually been pretty easy to just dump those. And I was a little surprised that nobody asked this working group because this is something we'd spent some time on. And so I would say to Alan, that was a place where we could have contributed without getting bogged down or having to move quickly because it was some work we had already done. One of my points is let's communicate perhaps to that in the future coordination, at least some sort of communication and keeping other people apprised of what's going on is important because it failed to happen and we've had these frustrations in the past. And I was a little surprised that this took 3 months from Johannesburg for us to have this conversation today in our working group. So if we need to communicate that to people like Teresa Swinehart and others, let's do that. In the meantime, we've got our legal advice document to look at. And then when ICANN.org receives theirs, we will need to understand it. We'll need to look at that in depth to understand what advice may be similar and what's different and whether there are any other issues in the future that we'll need to think about. I will emphasize again to the leadership on this call that we're going to need a lot more legal advice in the future, and I implore the leadership to think about how we get the funding for that, because in a lot of ways, we're really wrestling with some legal issues, and this is the place where ICANN needs to have that money available just to inform us and allow us to do our research, just as other groups like the EWG have in the past. So I'm glad we had this conversation today. It brought out a lot of things, and I think some of those things are work and things we need to anticipate now and make preparations for so we can have, you know, a smooth way to do our work in the future. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. This is Chuck. I'm just going to comment on one thing. The ICANN budget process for the next fiscal year 19, is actually kicking off this fall, but it really becomes very public in the early part of 2018. So at that point, I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to be even more aware of our legal advice needs and so forth. So let's keep that in mind and contribute to that process as we can. Stephanie, I think I'm going to make you the last one to comment on this subject. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks very much. I put this in the chat, and I mean, there's no point in ignoring me. I'm just going to say it out loud. I had proposed binding corporate rules when I was in the EWG. I had also said consent will not work. I think we now have legal advice that corroborates that. I told the EWG this when I saw the legal advice we got on privacy at the time. I've seen a lot of legal advice on privacy, and I thought it was appalling. So I would urge this working group that we've got to find our own money and get good legal advice. With all due respect to whoever gave the opinion that the EWG looking at, it was not adequate. The GDPR had already passed by that point, and there was a lot of scholarship out there on what it was going to mean, and so we should have been anticipating this at that point. And we need legal advice on things like actually implementing binding corporate rules on a global basis in a fair way, so in a fair and competitive way. So I think we need to make sure that we consider a good process for selecting our firms and making sure we control it. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Stephanie, and I see the comments in the chat. I think we've anticipated all along that there would be various times where we would need legal advice, and that may become more critical at times in the future. So I think we're aware of that. Lisa, I'd like to call on you to let people know what happened with regard to the use case work that this working group did relative to the work that ICANN's been doing separately.
Sure, Chuck. This is Lisa Pfeiffer for the record. In advance of the Copenhagen meeting, we had a request from Becky Burr asking if we could provide a link to the EWG use cases or any use cases that this working group had developed. And they were provided with links to both the page of use cases that this working group developed last fall, I think it was last September, as well as a link to where the EWG use cases are housed. At the time of that request, that was in advance of forming the task force. So I can't really speak to exactly what the task force did with that information, but just so that the working group knows that we were actually asked if we had any use cases already published that they might take a look at.
Thanks, Lisa. Okay. Thanks for the discussion. I'm going to suggest, after just wrapping up the action items, that we end our meeting early. I thought maybe we could end it a lot earlier, but still early. Encourage everyone to review the memorandum from WSGR in advance of the end of the week, when the leadership team will be providing some a document that includes some principles that we took from the data protection experts and the WSGR team and didn't provide any commentary. But as I said early in the call, as far as we can determine, the independent legal advice we got doesn't differ from what we got from the data protection experts. So we now have our independent analysis, and we need to move forward. The action items, of course, everyone has the action items to read the final report from WSGR. The leadership team has the task of following up on Greg's request. And let me just set expectations there. I'm not sure we're going to get something really fast because there seems to be a huge lack of transparency in what's going on, but we will pursue that. I'm just trying to set expectations that it probably won't happen next week or maybe even the week after, but we'll do our best to coordinate not only with what's going on in the effort that Greg referred to, but also in other WHOIS efforts as they relate to our work. In the meantime, we want to start moving moving forward at a faster clip now that we've got the independent answers we ask for. Are there any action items that I left out? Amr, you're usually good at keeping us straight on that. Is it just those two? Of course, the leadership team has an action item to deliver the principal's report. Go ahead,
exactly, Amr. Chuck. This is Amr. I was just going to point that last one out, but I think you've captured all of them.
And I can tell everybody that I think the leadership team is on target. We're waiting for some feedback by the end of the day tomorrow from the small legal advisory team. So the few of you that are on that, please get us anything by then so that we have time to turn around a final document and get it out to the full working group. Okay. That said, is there anything else we need to cover before I adjourn the call? Okay. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy your reading. I know everybody's not going to be excited about what you read, but we have what we asked for. Now we need to take it and turn it into some requirements and fulfill the first, at least for the first four questions of our charter. We will get to the fifth one on accuracy, too. Get ready to start moving at a faster pace. Thank you very much. At this time, I will adjourn the meeting and say that the recording can be stopped.